Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is a duplicate tape of Mr. Jimmy Zhang's interview, tape 4, from an original 90 minutes to a 60 minute tape. The interview was conducted on February
26, 1980, by Beverly Chan.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any Caucasian friends? Or anyone that's non-Chinese?
Oh, yes, yes. I have plenty of Caucasian friends. And when I built this building for the insurance.
You built this building?
No, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I formed a private club, which they call the Club Dynasty.
A private club?
Yeah, Club Dynasty.
But that's for Chinese only?
No, it's for American. It's open to Chinese, and but majority are American businessmen.
Yeah.
And by through that, I get to know many, many good friends.
American
friends. Some of them well pretty, millionaire or politician, so forth.
I see. What are some of the other social groups that you say you belong to?
Well, I belong to
Masonic.
Yeah, I belong to the Masonic Order of California, and belong to the Lion International,
mm-hmm.
and belong to American Legion.
Mm-hmm. When did you join those clubs?
Well, right off.
50s?
I would say 50 when I started business,
mm-hmm.
and I also joined the. What do you call
footprinter?
Yeah, international footprinter.
Ah.
So forth.
What is the international footprinter?
That is a law enforcement group, like the sheriff, the police department, the judges, so forth.
So you have nothing to do with.
No, because I don't have anything to do with it, because doing that they had a bylaw. Their bylaw, they accept.
They accept.
They will accept a few businessmen within the group,
mm-hmm.
which I will purposely to ask to join.
I see. And those are mostly Caucasian.
Yeah, mostly Caucasian, yes.
For the club, in setting up the Club Dynasty,
yeah.
What prompted you to do that?
Well,
could you feel that
come in
a need?
No, yeah. I didn't come in as really. It come in as after my business role when I stopped building this building, I don't need. Acquire a few influential American businessmen and in government.
Mm-hmm.
And I got invited into their private club, like the Jonathan Club.
What?
Jonathan Club. That's a very exclusive club in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They call it the Jonathan Club.
It's for businessmen only?
Yeah, for businessmen. Anglo, they call Anglo-Saxon. In fact,
Anglo-Saxon?
Yeah, in those days. They don't even allow Jewish people belong to them.
Oh, and they invited you?
Yeah, they were invited me to go. Some of my friends invited me to the club. And we just get discussing. I feel like it's very nice.
What sort of things did those people do in the clubs?
Dine, dancing, and drink. That's about all. And just by mentioning that, I was well interested. In fact, they offered me a membership, which I refused to join because it cost too much money.
Oh, I see.
So, but in the room that we were talking about, is, gee, why don't we build for my private club for eating strictly in Chinese food, in Chinese decor.
Uh-huh.
And by doing that, a group of us...
Chinese businessmen?
Yeah, no, American businessmen.
Oh.
And that's how we built.
Would you say most of your members are Chinese or American?
I would say 90% are American.
Uh-huh.
And about 10% in Chinese. See, because the Chinese, in those days, the Chinese society don't get used to the private club business.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can imagine in a restaurant like that, private club just go in there to eat, you have to pay a couple $100 initiation fee,
mm-hmm.
most of Chinese wouldn't go for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But later on, they do quite a few Chinese people join our club, which like Mr. Velvet Wu, Cathay Bank, and George Chen, a president of Cathay Bank, and so forth. To join, and like Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Su and all the doctor, you know.
Oh, so it's not just for businessmen?
Most businessmen or politics, or people in politics.
Local politics?
Yeah, national politics or local politics. But that's, of course, I remember, we do, you see, our member consists of mainly a banker. President of BFA, president of Security Bank. In fact, I would say, right now, every bank,
mm-hmm.
you name it, in Los Angeles, they are members.
Oh,
like the Rail Oil Company, like 76 Union, Phillips 66, Single Oil, Linda Richfield, yeah. All the president, vice president belong to it. See? In the sport, Dutch baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
President
Walter O'Malley and Peter O'Malley and the VP, they all belong to it.
Oh, I see. When did this club start?
This club started in 1963.
63, I see. And prior to that, there were not any clubs of the sort in Chinatown or outside of Chinatown.
In fact, I think I can very well say for Orlando Private Club, Club 90 is the first of its kind in the United States.
Are you the founder?
I was one of the founder along with 19 other Caucasian people.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Do you feel after all these years in America that you are Chinese still?
Yes, I would feel basically I'm still Chinese, but I do say my outlook toward United or America greatly changed.
How? What was it before?
What is it now? I found out mostly the so-called prejudice or whatever you say is lack of communication. If you meet them halfway, I found out majority of the American people are very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason they are had prejudiced feeling because they don't know of us.
Mm-hmm.
What we feel, or what kind of people we are. By true cup dynasty, I turn out to be found out. Sometimes they are even much, much better than
better.
Our own Chinese.
Better in what sense?
Well,
open?
They are more open, they are more sincere.
I see.
You see?
Do you feel that your work has made you more Americanized? Your field?
I would say no. Not my work as an insurance agent, no.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people I meet through my insurance, yes.
Your clients or?
Not my client, from the friend I met.
In what sense? Just your social friends? Your
social friend, yes. You see, one thing, put it this way. Before I become an insurance agent, I couldn't afford to mingle around with those friends. But after I make a few dollars, then I can afford to mingle with so-called multi-millionaire resident friends.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that, they accepted me, and I accepted them.
Do you get along better with Chinese or with Americans?
I would say both, half-half. I wouldn't say there is any similarity. Say I would favor American or Chinese. Of course, everybody, no matter who you are, you're going to have some Chinese I wouldn't want to get associated. Let's say some American I don't want to associate either. So, I mean, there is no such thing as I find it anymore one way or another.
Do you feel that your personality has undergone a change over the period that you were?
Yes, I would say so. I would, my personality, I would, my mind is more open, not as much so prejudiced as before.
You were prejudiced?
Well, in why I will not I myself prejudice against her. I feel the other people not a prejudice of ourselves, of the Chinese or minority.
You feel that the whites were prejudiced against the Chinese
before
but
now I don't feel so. I don't feel it that way. I feel they are just as more broad-minded, in fact, more so than some of my Chinese friends.
More so than your Chinese friends?
Yes, except, in other words, except. See, we are very easy to blame other people to prejudice against us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel it that way now anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel you have become more aggressive?
In what way? Aggressive in what way?
As part of your personality, some people are aggressive, other people are more reserved.
Well, I would say I'm more aggressive than anything else. I would consider myself, particularly in the term, I'm an extrovert.
You always were an extrovert.
Yeah, that's right. And
your work has not affected your personality in that way, making you more extroverted, perhaps.
Well, I would say limbo so. Two with society, two with other people.
Uh-huh.
Say, when I say other people, I'm talking about black, I'm talking about Jews, I'm talking about Chicano, or American people. I don't think, like now, I don't think there is any difference what nationality you are. I think respect, you earn it yourself. In other words, you earn your respect through different people.
Through different people?
Yeah, well, you make, let's say you make yourself such way, other people will respect you more, rather than look down at you.
I see.
Yeah.
And you feel, what do you feel is the key to your success at work, in becoming successful?
I wouldn't say what little I do is success. To what I do is far from success, but I do make a comfortable living. Let's put it that way. I feel the key is there, that because, first of all, you always learn to respect other people's opinion. And then in turn, other people will respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also try to help people who needed your help. And to me, my clients, I do a lot of little things for them. Go out my way.
To do little things
for them. To help them.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember me, and that's why they come to me for help. Most of all, you have to be honest with them and try to do the best you can for them. You can do everything. Then I had, due to my social service, I had contact with city politician, official, and also with some state politician, and we could become good friends.
How does that come into your business?
That really got nothing to do with my business.
I thought that had something to do with success.
But socially, really help.
To introduce more people, perhaps?
To introduce more people.
I presume you don't mean passing laws which are favorable.
No, not passing law or anything like that. But I do spoke out to a lot of people for our politician when we got in, like the Chinatown redevelopment thing, the Chinese Service Center. I do talk to various city officials, the mayor, the councilman, Gilbert Lancy, or Art Snyder, or John Ferrer, so forth. And of course, all of those people are members of my club dynasty. They would come here, eat and dine, practice at least once a week. So that give me a chance to get to know them a little bit better than a lot of other people, you see?
Yes, yeah. And does that contribute to your success, or does that just contribute to your feeling of well-being?
No, I wouldn't say consider to my success, but it certainly opened my eye toward the American society a lot more than I would understand before.
So the key to your success has been doing extra little things for your clients, and also to meet many, to be more sociable, perhaps?
Yes, to be not only sociable, because when you you can talk to people into the cause of Chinese, that toward our Chinese.
To help the community.
Yeah, help the community in. And I would say a lot of friends of mine I met, I'm sure that before we know each other, they might have hated about the Chinese people. But after they met me or some other Chinese, I think their entire attitude is changed. Same thing, I wouldn't, without the club, I would never have been met President Nixon, or Senator Humphrey, or Governor Brown. I talking about Governor's father, beside.
They came to your club?
Yeah, they came to my club, and they also member of
speeches?
My club.
Or?
No, just at wine and dine and talk business. So I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. I can sit down next to them, call them by first name.
Do you feel your club is more of a success than your insurance?
Are you talking economically, or are you talking about?
No, I meant to you, which is more important, if you have to give up one and do the another, or if you have to weigh.
Well, let me put it this way. I would say if I have to give up, I would give up the club. Because the club doesn't make any money for me.
Oh, I see.
If I had to make a living, I have to depend on my insurance to make a living.
The club, I thought they do. They're supposed to be profitable.
They're supposed to be, but our origin, see, the club really don't own by any individual. They own about by 420 people. Out of the 420 people, I would say 80% are Caucasian. One idea we formed that club is all our business got together. We want a place for ourselves to entertain our client and our friend. We never dream about gonna make money.
I thought you said you started it with 19 other people. So
yeah, well, that is the one who put the money in.
Capital. That makes you a part owner, doesn't it?
They all part owner.
But you charge only enough fees to cover expenses.
To cover expense and a little profit. Of course, we're hoping. But in the past, we don't make that much.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we try to get as long it pay for the operating expense. We didn't care. But you have to see most of those, the club we start, you cannot put more than $1,000 in, the minimum $200. Now, any people who belong to that, they are quite well-to-do
mm-hmm.
people. You take a person of BFA, what is $1,000 to him?
Are there any women in your club?
Yes, we do have women in the club, like Mars Fong Yu,
mm-hmm.
our Secretary of State, which is a good friend of mine. He's mm-hmm. belong to the club, and a lot of women judges,
mm-hmm.
Which belong to the club. And recently, of course, not before it was started out as a men's club.
Was it a policy, or was it just that no women applied?
In the beginning, it is the policy of only a men's club only.
Why?
But we do a woman allow, to go in. But as the law changing, equal right, then we have to change. And we accept women.
This is the end of tape 2, side B. Jimmy D. Jung's interview.